Blog Talk Radio.
Episode 31. Thanks for all those who will be listening in either live or later on when the show is finished on the archived edition. Wanted to do something different tonight. Last couple of years, I used to do a few topic shows other than entertainment, and tonight I'll be doing my first one for 2013, and the topic is going to be what happened to self-respect in our society. My conjecture is that there is not much self-respect in any case with too many people anymore, and just wanting to throw it out there on the why. This is an audience participation show, so hopefully you'll call in 646-652-4479. If you're on your laptop or iPad or tablet, you can get on in the chat room. If you're listening on the website version, www.blogtalkradio.com/IMTM Worldwide Radio. Of course, IMTM Worldwide Radio is based off of my company, Innovative Model and Talent Management, and I wanted to have a forum on the entertainment side for those who I either talk to, deal with, work with on an everyday basis, along with other things. Definitely take a look at my magazine that will be coming out very soon, Simply Innovative Magazine. Follow the magazine on Twitter at Simply N-O Mag. That's Simply I-N-N-S-E-N-N-S-E O-M-A-G. And definitely check out the website. It'll be coming out soon along with the new cover and a whole bunch of new cool stuff. So hold on one moment. I have someone hitting me up on Facebook. All right. One of the reasons I guess I wanted to even do this topic was if any of you know me, I actually am, I guess, a connoisseur of old black and white films. And I've been watching a few lately. Some I've not seen before. Some I've seen a few times, of course. But just watching Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis in the movie The Stooge. Check it out if you get a chance. But it just kind of popped into my head again, and just how people dress, how people acted towards each other, mannerisms, how can I describe it? Etiquette, that's the one. And just everything in general of that period of time where it was just different from 2013, 1995, 1985. It's just, if you just look at it on that, on the surface of things, what happened to where someone always wants to open the door for you? What happened to where everybody has a shirt, tie, and jacket on and actually wore a hat? Because that was the, you know, that was how you looked. That was how you knew that someone was, you know, about it, if you want to use the slang. Just what happened, you know, in that period of time. And I think I just wanted to just kind of, like I said, broach on that a little bit. And it doesn't matter race. I know some people are going to be like, well, black and white movies didn't have no black people in it. Well, there were black and white movies that had black people in it, a whole bunch, and going through the 40s, 50s, 60s, and on, you know, you can still see the same things with your African-American community. Throw out some movies, Stormy Weather, Lena Horne, Guess Who's Coming to Dinner, Sidney Poitier, Raising in the Sun, again, Sidney Poitier, even Malcolm X, Denzel Washington, and how everybody dressed in that movie, suit and tie, suit and tie, suit and tie. So just wanting to know, you know, from the audience perspective, what do they think transpired to where just everything just changed drastically, where people just disrespect each other now? Just, it's crazy, you know, how men treat each other, women treat each other, women treat themselves, men treat themselves, children treat their parents, people of authority, people just do not care. And that's the only way you can really say it, is that they don't care, and you can't say that they do as a whole because of what you hear and see on TV every day. The news, radio, papers, magazines, you can see it. The internet is probably the biggest forum of seeing the disrespect out there, to where you can say, well, wow, they can't respect themselves, they're naked, what in the world? You know, and I think that's probably more of my point than anything, is just, you know, keep that inside the house if you just don't care, but don't let everybody else know. Looks like I have a caller, so I'm going to go ahead and get them online. Be sure to call in 646-652-4479 as I bring this caller on. Evening caller, how are you tonight?
Hey, Chris, how are you, man?
I'm doing pretty good. Who am I speaking to?
This is Scott Hayes, bud.
Hey, all right, everyone. This is Scott Hayes. He's actually one of the good folks from one of the pages I pay attention to, probably the most on Facebook, the Atlanta Hawks fan page. And he looks like he's called from Atlanta, Georgia area. How are you tonight?
I'm good, bud. I'm, 1 second, please. I'm actually near Memphis, man, but I'm still I'm on Hawks, man. Yes, sir. I was raised in Georgia, so yes, sir.
Oh, you still got that 706. That's all I'm looking at, the number when people come on, so, you know.
Yes, sir. I hadn't changed.
Well,
go ahead.
I'm sorry.
No, I hadn't changed my number because it's easier for my daughter to keep in touch with me up here in Memphis.
Gotcha. Well, I know you had kind of a specific reason. I was going to give you the floor for a moment. Go ahead and kind of give us a little whereabouts of you, and then I know you wanted to kind of give a shout-out about your son as well.
Yes, sir. I was just asking if anybody listening, my son, he was born 10 weeks early, and he's had a rough time. It's been a roller coaster ride. I was just wondering, anybody listening, if they would just keep him in his prayers, please. Keep him in their prayers, please.
Yeah, and I've been looking at the updates and everything, and definitely, like you said, it's been. It looks like it had been touch and go. It looks like some, you know, things are on the upswing. But anytime you have a newborn that's, you know, born, you know, premature, you always have to, you know. First of all, of course, be thankful of the birth, but then, you know, all the complications that sometimes do come with this. So definitely, I'll be thinking about you. You know, I'll be keeping up with you on Facebook, but definitely everybody who's listening to this show, definitely, you know, keep Scott's son in your prayers, you know, as the weeks and months continue to go on.
Yes, sir, I appreciate that. He had a setback today. I got to hold him for the first time today. And he had a setback after we came home. So it's a roller coaster ride. So any prayers, I appreciate it. And thank you, Chris, for letting me put that on there, man.
Oh, no problem, man. Like I said, anything I can do to help. And all support is always helpful, you know?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, no problem. Anything else?
No, sir, I don't think so. I'm not a big talker, I'm sorry, but I will talk when it comes to my son.
No problem. Well, check out the rest of the show for sure, and definitely we'll speak to you again soon, okay?
Definitely, man. Appreciate you, bud.
All right, no problem. That was Scott there in Memphis, one of my fellow Hawks fans. Yes, the Atlanta Hawks, it's my favorite team. So definitely he was calling about his son, and he was 10 weeks premature, and anyone who has children can definitely understand that and probably relate to that to an extent. But definitely keep Scott in your prayers, and we'll go from there. Tonight's show is about self-respect. And on the level of why people perceptively do not care about things like they used to back in the day. We always make fun of our parents talking about how they had to walk through the snow and the rain to get to here and there and everything. And, you know, but that was real. And they did that in dress, suit, tie, skirts, you know, stockings, heels, the whole nine yards. And today, and if anybody is on my Facebook fan page, you see some of the notes I make about when I'm at work and stuff I see in the mall and people walking, how people actually let themselves walk out the door, how parents let their children, 9, 10 years old girls with tie-up shirts, showing bellies, and basically booty shorts, and they're 9, 10, 11 years old. And you think I might be exaggerating, but I'm not. How men, you know, care to dress themselves or not dress themselves going out, excuse me, and what they think is going to happen to them for the future. Maybe they don't care, and maybe that is also a part of it, but at a certain point, where is the line drawn? And I, like I said, I guess it's a matter of do people care or not, because if they did, we wouldn't have as many issues as a society as we do every day if people really did care as a group. And like I said, I wanted to see if the audience has any opinion tonight, 646-652-4479. Let me check the chat room. If you're on the internet, if you're online on your computer, I got the chat room up and running. But definitely call in, see what you think. I would like to know what you think. And I probably will do this show again. If I don't have a lot of people calling this particular show, I'll do this show a few times over the next few weeks or so to give people an ample opportunity to call in. Again, the show is about self-respect. Why is it gone? Why doesn't it exist anymore? Whether it be in the secular world, whether it be in entertainment, whether it be in sports. You know, sports, you know, is kind of skewed, I guess you can say, but even, you know, back in the day, you know, how people dress, how people acted, either pregame or postgame and things of that nature, there's a discernible change, you know, and it sometimes it does take away from things. You just have, like I say, you look at it from the outside looking in, it's just different. Music, and I almost don't want to go there that much with music, but listen to the lyrics of every song in 2012. You know, and listen to the songs that were in the 50s, 60s, and you want to say, well, we don't live there anymore, but hey, maybe we should. Because at the end of the day, how many times can you listen to someone say how much they want to have sex with you? How much they want to smoke crack? How much they want to shoot somebody in the skull? I mean, how many times do you have to hear that to be like, well, why do they keep saying that? And why am I listening to it? Is it really just my jam, you know, the beat that tight to where you ignore all the other stuff around it? Because whether or not you like it or not, that's influencing somebody on the planet Earth to do something that they normally wouldn't do. You know, the visuals that come out in these videos and things of that nature, you know, at a certain point, it does affect you, you know. You just have to be, I guess, more discerning. Anybody who's out there, and to you know, for me, there's two sides to every story, and I want to hear from any of the audience that might be listening out there. Don't be shy. I won't, you know, cut your call off short, but I want to see what people really think, you know, about this. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take a quick break. Hold on. Let me see who this is here. Oh, it's Scott on Facebook saying thank you. Let me check the chat room real quick. Just make sure I don't get off the air too quick. I'm going to take a break. All right, no. So I'm going to take a quick break. Again, this is Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio, episode 31. We're talking about self-respect and where has it gone? Why do women continue to say the things that they do and then get mad when men treat them a certain way? Why do men, you know, look at things just with a I don't care attitude and then get mad why they don't have some of the things that they really want in life? You know, why do children continue to disrespect everybody around them? You know, and again, I just think they just don't care anymore. you know, but it just, like I said, it's a circle. In that circle, you know, when will it end? You know, so I'm going to take a break. I haven't said that three times now, I know, but I want to make sure everybody knows what I'm talking about tonight. 15 minutes left in the show, live. I have another 15 minutes for the archive show, so if you still want to call in, you will get heard still. We'll still talk, and everybody after the fact will get to listen to it in the year 2025. Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio, be right back. Hey everyone, Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio, back on the air. Just take a little bit of break, just catching up on a few messages and emails. Tonight's show, we're talking about self-respect and where is it gone? Is it a values thing? You know, of course, you can kind of coincide that with the value system of a people. But then again, it's just a matter of sometimes you know what right and wrong is. You just have to kind of know. And you know you can make a decision, and when you do it anyway, maybe I'm just answering my own question. It means that you just don't care. But I would like to hear it from, you know, the audiences out there and see what their opinions are, you know. This affects everybody at a certain point, whether it means you're at your job, you're at school, you're going to the gas station, you know, it affects you. You know, I live in Hialeah, Florida right now, okay? And the neighborhood that I'm in is a fairly decent neighborhood. Take away the shootings from a couple of weeks ago and the person getting ran over in the bus stop and all that kind of good stuff. Unfortunately, that was just a bad period. But other than that, it's a nice area. It's nice. But it's still an adjustment for me, being African American and 90% Latino community, where there's racism among, you know, Latinos and racism with other peoples and stuff like that, where I got a note basically saying, hey, we don't like your kind here. Okay. Now, of course, this wasn't, you know, the best time of the day for me to, you know, or best time for me to get anything like that. I shouldn't say best time of the day. This happened like 2 weeks ago now. But, no, I wasn't happy about seeing that. And I was just like, well, why did they write me a note? They could have said this to my face. You know, in the ATL, they would have did that. Here, apparently, they write notes. So apparently they don't have that much self-respect for either myself or each other or whatever, whatever, and that's cool. But, you know, it still is a matter of it affected me one way or the other. And, of course, this happens to all kind of people all the time. Well, maybe it doesn't. I shouldn't say that. But it happens often enough to where, hey, it's still an issue. It's 2013, and there it is, black and white. Having self-respect probably would have negated that. So it's just a matter of, well, why is that? You know, why do people not care for someone that they don't know? You know, and that's the question. Let me see if this is somebody here. Hold on one moment. Looks like I got another caller. I'm going to bring him on the line real quick. Hello, caller. Welcome to the show tonight.
Hello, how are you doing?
I'm fine. Who am I speaking to?
This is Robert.
Hey, Robert, what's going on?
Not much. Over here, I was listening where you were saying that, I mean, society has to change as a whole and needs to, you know, we're in modern times now, and people need to wake up and realize that we have to coexist.
All right. Well, that's a good point. What do you have an opinion on as far as self-respect as a whole? What happened? Was there a certain point where, you know, the bottom just dropped out and you just didn't care, or was it something gradual? What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I believe self-respect plays a huge role in that, and also in self-love. I believe that if everyone started, you know, thinking about who they are and what positive attitude can they bring out and demonstrate, you know, that they are, you know, that they actually care about themselves and their own family, and they love themselves and care about their family, then they can actually start putting that energy of love and respect towards others. It's very important what you said. Self-respect does play a huge role, because most of these people that are racist, they actually, you know, they don't even respect their family. Sometimes they disrespect their family in public. They treat their children like dogs. I mean, as I've seen, you know, in person. So, well, how can they respect others?
Yes, that's another good point. And for the audience, Robert, he's here in Miami as well. He's actually a student of psychology, so he definitely has a good idea about these type of things. So definitely he knows what he's talking about. One of the things I had mentioned earlier was about just, you know, dress and grooming, music, things of that nature, as far as this influences from one decade to the next. What is your opinion about that?
You mean by influenced by what's actually trending right now? You're saying by, like, popular people? Is that it?
Well, it don't have to be popular, because, you know, you have one-hit wonders. But I'm just saying, like, from the, you know, I don't even have to go back all the way to the 50s and 60s. We can just go back to the 80s, 90s, and go to from then till now, and just consider, you know, what was on the radio then and what is allowed on the radio now. What was allowed on TV then and what is allowed on TV now. You know what I'm saying? And at a certain point, if everybody's in a jacuzzi butt naked now, and they weren't in 1985, something happened. Okay, we're talking on TV. You know what I'm saying? And so for me, it's a matter of, but if you're a female and you're out there and you do have self-respect for yourself, it's kind of hard to go out on a regular basis and have that self-respect when everybody else perceives that you probably don't, and they count on it. You know what I'm saying? And that makes it hard. If you are a self-respecting young woman, a self-respecting young man, and you want to do right, but you're pretty much put in a position where you're supposed to do wrong because everybody else is doing it. You see what I'm saying?
No, definitely. Yeah, it's I think the culture is being out influenced by major corporations that actually support the whole nudity thing, using foul language, It's just I think they've turned that into something that's very popular and cool, and that's what's being marketed. And these kids are really young, so the ones that actually get to see that, they watch TV all the time. They see the music videos, so they're young, they're growing up, so they're learning from all that.
You brought up a point, and I'm going to have to let you go, Robert. I do appreciate you giving me a call in. Definitely keep listening to the rest of the show, because I'm going to keep going on that point you just gave me. I'll talk to you soon, okay?
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thanks. Because I definitely want to try to get as many callers as I can. But to this point in regards to corporations, now, of course, we can go to the valid point where they're going to do what sells. Unfortunately, of course, supply and demand is that the people who are asking for the demand are the ones that are creating the supply based off of a lack of self-respect. Because if that's the only thing that's selling, guess what? That makes it almost uncontrollably possible. I mean, how can I say this? It forces them to do this. It forces them to put that stuff out because that basically is paying the bills. And that's what's messed up about it. You know, if it's clothing, if it's, again, if it's music, if it's food even, I mean, it's everything that you can think of. You know, let's use the United States as an example as far as food. You know, we lead everybody still in obesity. How is that possible? You know, you would think after the first 30 years, you'd slow down and change. I mean, we know some of the fast food chains have, you know, adjusted things or whatever, whatever, but it's kind of too late. You know, people are still way fatter than they need to be. But with music and television and things of that nature, it's a matter of, you know, and I'll say this to Robert's point as far as the young people, it ain't all young people watching these Basketball Wives shows and all these other reality shows and things of that nature that pretty much goes to the decadence of whatever these industries are and being in the back rooms and all this kind of stuff and the he said, she said and sleeping around with people. At a certain point, it's like, who really does that all the time and why would you want to? Because it does nothing but put you on Facebook saying how you don't like this man because of this, this, and that, but you're still with him. You see what I'm saying? And that's, I guess, to the root of this discussion tonight is, like, where does it end? Why do you keep putting yourself in that position? Why do men, women, kids keep putting themselves in bad positions just because? This is preventable stuff here. This is not brain surgery. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, I say it's a self-respect issue that we don't have self-respect like we used to. Because if you did, you would never use the N-word. You would never hit a woman. You know what I'm saying? You ever put yourself in a position where you say you have to do this just to make ends meet. Whatever that is, okay? And that's what I guess it really comes down to. We have about 90 seconds left on the live show. If anybody still wants to call in, 646-652-4479. I'm probably going to do this show a few times. Can't promise when just yet because I'm still pushing the magazine. If you don't know, I'm putting out a magazine called Simply Innovative Magazine. Please go to my website, www.imtnworldwide.com. Click on Newsflash and scroll down to the article about Simply Innovative Magazine. It's going to be a great publication. I believe everybody will enjoy it. Of course, hit me up on Facebook, Twitter. Everything's on the website. The radio show, of course. Definitely follow. I think people will definitely kind of get excited about some of the things I have coming up in the future, which I won't mention right now. But I'm glad to at least get this particular show out. Like I said, I will do topic shows from time to time that won't be related to my regular entertainment stuff. So definitely tune in every time. You can listen to this show after the fact in the archive of the Blog Talk radio site. Again, mine is blogtalkradio.com/IMTN Worldwide. In the meantime, that will be my show for tonight, and I will be signing off. This is Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio. Peace. We'll
she's not right. We can't convince someone to kill her without getting the one. I think you did it all here. But some to wash it up. Please do it. Please do it. For the personal gentlemen, it's time about so we have to get over the international for the pitch. We really need to kind of scrap the, what we did and start, you know, so we're not leaving here until we get done right. There's no reason to walk up the building if she doesn't get right.
Thank you.